Okay, so I've never made a podcast before. I'm sitting here. I'm at my house, you know. First of all, maybe I should lead with the fact that my name is Floyd. That's my first name. I don't know if my last name really matters to you guys at this point in time, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. My name is Floyd Burrell. I'm starting a podcast. I think I'm going to call it Talks with Floyd. Maybe Floyd Talks. Maybe I'll just call it Floyd. Floyd Alexander. It's my middle name. Anyways. Fuck, man. Sitting on my patio smoking a cigarette. It's a nice day. You know, I figured I'd just keep this open. Obviously, this is the first one. I don't have any guests and stuff. You know, I'd love to get some guests. Maybe, like, some comedic people. Up and comings, you know. I'm even, like, open to celebrities. I think it would be, one of my dreams would be to, like, to talk with, like, Seth Rogen. Or maybe, not necessarily a comedic, but... Or podcast legend, but talk radio. Like, man, dude, I would love to, I would love to sit down and talk with Howard Stern. You know, recently on Netflix, I don't know if you guys have checked this out. They have my next guest, David Letterman. Wow, what a good show. I mean, excellent, excellent show. If you guys have not checked that out, they have all kinds of guests. Like, it's fantastic. I just recently realized I didn't see the Howard Stern episode, so that's why that was fresh on my mind. Man, what's going on with me? I mean, what's going on with this world, us? You know, people say I've been drinking. I drink too much. I mean, who really cares? I wish I had, like, another phone. Like, get some, like, callers on, or, like, talk with people. Put this stuff on speakerphone. You know, I'm new to this. I'm just starting it from my phone. Man. You know, just recently, I say recently, but this was months and months ago. You know, I got too drunk. I'm not a big liquor guy. I can drink beer all day. Was out with a coworker and ended up drinking, like, a bottle of scotch in the car before we, like, even left. Before we even walked into the bar. Blacked out, had a cab call me home, and I passed out in the back of the cab. Cab driver, like, tried to wake me up, shook me something, and I swung on him. I have a charge for that. Is that not crazy, man? I mean, like, grow up. You're a cab driver. What the fuck? I mean, doesn't it not come with the territory? I mean, geez. Like, you know, speaking for myself, can't speak for him, but I mean, like, honestly, like, I would just pull the drunk motherfucker out of the car and drop him off like he was at my home. Like, you made it this far. I mean, you know, fuck, man. Right, just leave him. I can have a roommate, knock on my door or something. I don't know. Whatever. Watch your duty. Just drag me out of the fucking car and go on about your way. You know. But it's whatever. We'll see what happens with that. You know, funny thing is, I had a charge recently. Never had a drug charge. I had a possession of cocaine because I went and talked to some police officers and had some on me. And my drunk ass let them search me. Bad move. Bad move. Do it to anybody. Bad move. I'm currently drinking now because, you know, like I said, people say I drink too much. But who gives a fuck, man? Fuck all of them. Fuck them. You know, I've been thinking about some stuff, and this is just, like, opinions. I'm having a Bloody Mary. It's delicious. I'm not a big fan of tomatoes, but with the hot sauce, it's excellent. Maybe you guys can agree. I'm eating the olive. I love olives. Not a fucking fan of Donald Trump, to be honest with you, as president. Don't mind him as a person. Don't mind him as an entrepreneur or businessman. Don't disagree with everything what he does, but leaders of our country, not my particular cup of tea. I only say this because it's President's Day. Bullshit holiday. What's it for? Just to give fucking government workers a day off? Like, I'm not against that, but I mean, like, come on. Let's just call it government worker day off. We don't gotta fucking call it President's Day. I mean, fuck, man. Bullshit holiday. Just like Valentine's Day that passed. Just, freaking... ugh. Spike sale on candies and flowers for a day or for a couple weeks. Like, ah, come on, man. Fuck. We all know this, but whatever. I hope everybody had someone they loved they got to spend their time with. Anyways, back to the Trump thing. Dude, I'm for the wall. Whatever. Fuck it, man. We're the first country to do it. We won't be the last fucking country to do it. Just fucking build a fucking goddamn wall and fucking be done with it. What the fuck ever, man. It's not like people can't get in anyways. I mean, fuck it, dude. Just build the fucking wall. Let's just wash your hands clean of the situation and, like, it's not a fucking big deal. Ugh. I don't know how you guys feel about drugs. I like marijuana. Pro-advocate for that. Legal across the board. No, like, fucking drug tests or anything like that. I would just probably just continually just smoke and smoke and smoke and probably give up drinking, to be honest with you, but... Our society's fucked. A matter of fact, as far as, like, drugs and stuff go, I'm not an advocate for, like, drug abuse and, like, destroying families and, like, all that other kind of stuff, but, like, you know, there is the other side, the part of me that thinks, like, we do have freedom, like, if they are our bodies, like, we can fucking pierce them, we can fucking pour alcohol into us. Why the fuck can't somebody... Not that I do this personally, but why the fuck can't somebody just fucking smoke a crack rock or something if they want to? I mean, fuck it, dude. Like, who really gives a fuck, man? Like, it's all about somebody's making money that fucking the government can't put their fucking hand on. And, like, a real crime. Let's fucking pursue some real crimes. We don't need this fucking drug shit. Let's pursue some real crimes. Murders, robberies. Fucking kidnapping, shit like that. Fucking lay off the fucking drugs, dude. Let's get fucking, you know, a special unit team for this shit and fucking disengage fucking all this other fucking shit. God damn, dude. I mean, I'm not against customs or smuggling. Like, I mean, you know, it is what it is. Like, there's, like, regulations set in place. We don't want to fucking, like, anthrax epidemic in our fucking country or some shit. So, like, you know, I'd rather somebody not fucking smuggling some drugs or some shit. But, I mean, at the end of the day... Like, you can't, like, if somebody's just doing it, like, you know, bust the other people. Don't bust the fucking guy who's just sitting in his house fucking doing some drugs, dude. Let him fucking do what he wants to his fucking body, dude. Goddamn. Went to a private Christian college. I bring this up because I say, goddamn, that might offend some listeners, but I did do that. And, I'm not a religious person. Believe in something, like, you know, spiritual, like, ghost, you know, like, I dated this girl recently who was, like, a Satanist, like, and it sounds crazy, but, like, did she, like, pray to Father Satan and shit like that? Yes. Or the prayer is fucking wild. You know, can't necessarily disagree with it, but, can't agree with it either. I mean... But what I do say is, like, you ever see, like, I'm not saying, like, I'm a medium or anything, but, like, I do notice, like, figures and, like, spirits and sense presence and stuff, like, just a very open fucking-minded person, you know. I'm fucking sick of not getting paid enough. Who else is sick of not getting paid enough? Ho-ho, me. You know, you get caught up in all these, like, late fees and shit, and they fucking tax you. By the time you get fucking caught up, you've already paid fucking, you know, you've already paid a month and a half worth of rent, 2 months worth of fucking rent, just to fucking get caught up from, like, some fucking back pay. Then the next month rent rolls along, and you don't have the money because you already paid 2 months worth of fucking rent. Like, it's fucking a crazy fucking cycle to get caught up in on. Missed a week of work because of that cab shit. And, really hurt. Really hurt. You know, if you guys would be interested in maybe being like a caller or like a listener on a show, you know, my email is floydalexander.b@gmail.com. Feel free to email me. Just put, you know, I think I think maybe I'm just gonna call this show, you know, just kind of let it happen organically. So maybe we'll just call it you know what's funny, because they got the TED Talks. We're gonna call this Floyd Talks. That's what we're gonna call it. We're gonna call this Floyd Talks. I think that's good. I think it's funny. I'm into it. It's a little, you know, something. So if you want to email me, you know, feel free to, and you know, we could work something out. We'll get you on the show. This is just a startup. This is a little bonus, so it might not be super long. But I got something else to say really quick. You know, I recently quit smoking. The only reason I was able to quit smoking was solely because I started using those vapes. And, you know, I never wanted to look. I have a beard myself. And hold on. I'm in my apartment complex, and there's a cat, and I see some guy looking at it. And I want to talk. You guys can, like, listen in. That's a cute cat, huh? Do you know who it belongs to? Nope. It's been wandering around here all day. I'm just, like, trying to talk to it, saying, like, hey, maybe that's not a good place for a nap. Right in the middle of the street, little kitty. But, dude, I know. I've noticed. We got a bunch of stray cats and stuff around here. They're very friendly. Like, you wouldn't even think that they were stray in this apartment complex, and it's nice. You need to pay them on the fucking leg for it and stuff. And, like, you still, you know, you see shit like this. It's not an eyesore because, like I said, the cats are cute. But even still, you know what I'm saying. Like, just, like, feral cats running around. Just fucking gross. Even though they are cute and kind of semi-domesticated. But, yeah. Anyway, recently quit smoking, started back again. I was only able to quit because I had this E-pen. It was really helping. On a date and flushed it down the toilet at the fucking bar. Sounds crazy, but it, like, fell out of my mouth. It was, like, slow motion. Why I just had it hanging from my mouth, I don't know. It's a dumb move. Like, am I a fucking cowboy or some shit? I don't fucking know. You know. I know that I'm not, but yeah. Speaking of drinks, I'm going to walk through my kitchen right now. I'm about to finish off all the hard stuff. I unfortunately only have like one beer left. Man. Yeah. One beer left, and it's not even a full one. I wonder if this Bloody Mary mix has any alcohol in it. Nope, just straight Bloody Mary mix. Just a fucking big thing of fucking tomato juice. I got it left at my house by this chick who I had over the other day. Who, like, oh my gosh, dude, the second date that we had, and she's wanting to do, like, live story. Then she gets offended I'm not asking her, like, her live story. I'm like, yo, second date, can't we just have it light? Oh, man, what is up with this shit? My ex called me that day, and I told her my head was in a little bit of a spin. Fuck, man. And, you know, people just aren't fucking sympathetic and understand things. They're all about what they want when they want. I'm the same way, so who's the judge? Oh, half-cracked beer. Well, half-cracked, I mean, fully cracked, but, you know, stale, lost the carbonation, but I mean, it's the last one in the house, so I'm not gonna drink it, right? Recently, I've been wanting to build a little plot to grow some peppers, you know, a little hobbyist hot sauce. Dude, I don't have a car. I'm trying to save up money for parent reinstatement fees and get SR22 insurance, which is a bitch because I had a DUI. No fault of my own. Can't blame anybody for that, but you know me. The situation was a little complicated on how I got it. And anyways, we won't get into that. Maybe another episode or something. But I will say that it's a pain in the ass because I'm having to Uber to get back and forth to work. They moved me at to this other work location. I'm not going to disclose where I work at, but you guys understand. Hey, maybe if this hits off, I can disclose where I work at. I'll be working out of an office somewhere just recording these podcasts. You know, goddamn fuckers, man. They make it so hard to live in this country. Everything's so expensive. It's all a fucking money bracket, you know. It's all a money bracket. I don't care what side of politics you're on, what side of anything, who you work for, whatever. I think everyone can agree that it's all a fucking money bracket. Yes, people do things they shouldn't, but like the monetary price that is like charged and shit for like these, I mean, it's insane. You know, I dated this other chick recently, and she left me because I, you know, had a day off and drank a bottle of Jack. Like, hey, you know, who gives a fuck, dude? It's my day off. I even saved some for her. But I drank most of it, almost all of it. Made some chili, her mother's recipe. Too drunk, didn't clean the kitchen that night. Made a mess. Chili's a messy thing, you know, especially when you're drunk. And she broke up with me because of that. Like, this one was borderline about to move in with me and broke up with me over some, a messy kitchen. That's insane. You know? People are crazy. You know, that's just called looking for an excuse to get out of the relationship already. But want to conjoin this, we're going to conjourn, you know, fuck, trying to have a podcast, can't even speak properly. We're going to conjourn this episode for the day, you know, and again, I'm going to reiterate some things. If we're going to call this Floyd Talks, like you can email me. That is the subject, Floyd Talks. My email address is Floyd, that's Floyd, Alexander, Alexander, B@gmail.com. That's FloydAlexander.B@gmail.com. Email me if you know you think you'd be interested in like being a guest on the show, or you have any tips, or you have you know, any criticism, or you have any questions that you would like me to address. Like, we're open to questions. Like, you can, like, you want to hear my personal opinions, my little rants and spills on a particular topic. Like, I would love to, like, start getting some topics in. So, you guys email me, and, you know, we'll probably do a show at starting out. Maybe we'll try to do one, like, every day to every other day. Maybe 20 to 30 minutes. But look forward to hearing some messages from you guys. Hope you enjoyed my rambles. And tune in next time to Floyd Talks. This is Floyd signing off.